Welcome to the Human Design and Beyond podcast with your hosts, Leslie Wegleitner and Lori Wakefield. In these podcasts, we discuss all things related to human design. It's here where we share our knowledge, insights, and experiences. Join us as we dive into authentic conversations about letting go of resistance, identifying conditioning, and so much more. Our goal for you is to live in alignment with your unique human design. These quick bouts of inspiration will bring forward things to contemplate about your individual charts and inspire experiences in your everyday life to support your journey.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Lori.
Hi, everyone. I'm Leslie.
So today we have a special guest that we are going to be we're going to be interviewing her or discussing. She's a projector. And actually, one of the things that's really super interesting about her is she's a mental projected projector, which about 2% of the population has that configuration. So it's very interesting, type of projector. So anyway, Debbie, do you want to introduce yourself? Deborah Menke is her name. Do you want to introduce yourself and just give us a little bit of background about, you know, who you are, what you do, and things like that?
Well, hello, ladies. Thank you so much for inviting me to join you today. I'm excited to be here. Yes, so I'm Deborah Menke, and I've done a lot of things in my life, but I'm an author and I've been in leadership, sales leadership for most of my career in the beauty industry. Led teams, sales teams of hundreds of women over the years. Written a few books on leadership, on spirituality, really, embracing your life as a single woman. Powerful Women Lose Control is that book, which is hilarious. And then also had a brief stint as a financial advisor and wrote a book about called Powerful Women Plan for Retirement. So few different books. I've kind of been out there and done a lot of things.
Yeah, yes, you have. So I just wanted to mention this. I was going to say it at the beginning, but I've known Debbie for about 20 years, and we've talked about her being a projector. And I think, you actually found out that you were a projector before you and I started talking about it, right, Debbie?
Yes, I did. Actually, when I was writing my second book, I had an author friend who also has written some books on human design. And so she wrote the foreword to one of my books, and she was the one who kind of called that out to me.
So when she first said that to you, being a projector, and she told you, I mean, she probably went into what the strategy is for a projector. What did you think when you heard that?
You know what? It made so much sense to me. She shared with me that that was the first time that I really sort of understood that the importance of, for me, being invited into a conversation or being invited to speak, because most of my life I have struggled with people feeling almost like I'm too much, or how do I describe that?
Like powerful. I mean,
yeah, too powerful, but they got me completely wrong. Like, I would give anyone the shirt off my back, but I've always been told that, almost I'm too much. Right. And maybe I put people off, or I don't know how to describe it, but maybe you can tell me how maybe I come off to other people. But when I understood that I needed to be invited, it changed the game for me, because when I am invited to give my opinion or to give my ideas, then people think I'm brilliant. But when I'm not invited, they're like, who do you think you are? Right?
Yeah.
Right, like, who asked you?
Yeah.
So I think, I know that Leslie has some insights, because she took a look at your body graph before we got on the call. But one thing that I wanted to mention is the fact that you're, well, your sun sign astrologically is Scorpio, and Scorpio itself is a very powerful sign. So with the aura of a projector, which is it's focused and absorbed and penetrating. So those are actually descriptive words that could be used for a Scorpio too. So I think the two of them, it kind of goes together well, as long as you understand the energy. And the other thing is, part of your incarnation cross, the personality sun and the personality earth are in the channel 4323, which is what connects the ajna to the throat center. So that's something that, like, where channel 43, excuse me, gate 43 is a gate that can offer valuable insights, and then gate 23 can put their ideas and thoughts into like simpler terms so that other people can understand it. But anyway, you know, as far as, like, Leslie, you had some insights about her chart. Do you want to share those?
Sure. So just a lot of her definition in the head and the ajna that get to the throat. I mean, she's got the gate of ideas, and then she's got the whole channel of the 6447, which is all about past, acknowledging past experiences. And then she's got the four to try to logically put them into a pattern to correct. And then the 24, which is more the mystical and asking questions and wanting the answers, and then she gets to individually express them in a way that people will understand and kind of grab what she's trying to say. So it's fascinating because, you know, that 6447 can be quite emotional because you're going into the past. So even though it has nothing to do with the solar plexus and the emotional center itself, it's still an emotional factor to a chart.
Right. It's on a mental level.
Right. But, right.
Yeah.
So,
but also, yeah, I don't mean to interrupt, but also the fact that she has an open solar plexus, I mean, that can make a difference, like with how the emotions are expressed. But
right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everything under the throat is open for her. So I'm kind of curious. So, you know, she has a very busy mind, as she has expressed. So can you tell the difference, like, where the information is coming from? Do you sense things in the body? Can you tell, you know, because when things come in, like ideas or whatever, sometimes it's like a channeling experience, right? So how do you feel that?
I feel that. So I also am, I'm an intuitive, mm-hmm. and I would never have before called myself a medium, but in the past couple of years, for whatever reason, that is now, you know, I have that as well. So it depends on if I can tell when I am when I'm in a channel, mm-hmm. and I'm getting a download from spirit, mostly but only when it's for other people. So right. I can tell when that comes through, and I hear it in the form of thought forms, mm-hmm. and I feel an energy to the right side of my body. But when I'm receiving brilliant messages for myself, which comes in the form of creative flow, like mm-hmm. a thought or an idea, I get those all day, every day.
Yeah,
I know, like it's constant flowing, and that comes through the top of my head. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I can feel that come through, and like, whoop, and there's an idea, and I'm like, wow, that's so cool. And I go directly if I can, which usually I can, because that's when I'm sitting still enough to listen. Right. Mm-hmm. I go straight into executing that idea.
Mm-hmm. And that's one thing with the defined head and ajna is what comes through is usually not for us.
Right.
We're yeah. here to inspire and bring ideas or whatever through for others. So that's like, yes. Perfect. Yeah.
Yes. Like, for instance, yesterday, I was working with a client, and I was sitting here trying to figure out how they could launch this in their business, and zoop, it came through, like, oh my gosh, we need to do X, Y, Z. And I went to executing it. I created an email for her. I created a promo for her. I created I put it all in Canva. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I went to ChatGPT and boom, in 5 minutes, I had a business plan kind of written for her to be here's you go. Here you go. Here's how mm-hmm. to execute mm-hmm. that. And I had never done that for any other client before. And now I'm going to do it for all my clients going forward because it was just that brilliant. So mm-hmm. I was like, wow, that was so cool, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think too, like when you're talking about, like, because they didn't probably ask you to do it, it was just a thought that you had, but because you had already been in a position, like recognized for something, that it kind of like you're able to share that with it being received well. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So for clients, it's different. I think where the difference is, when you're working with a client, it's a contract already. They expect that from you.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Okay? Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, and if you could see me, I'm holding my hands close together because that's what spirit does. So that's a contract, like a handshake. We have a handshake. We have an agreement. You expect that from me. But it's other people. If I walk into a room, I'm not usually welcome. Until somebody invites me into a conversation, it's mm-hmm. almost like they don't even like me standing there. I don't even know how to explain it to you. But in business, if I'm sitting around the boardroom in the boardroom, if I offer my ideas, I come off kind of like, you know, an a-hole, unless somebody says, Debbie, what do you think about that? And when they say it, they're like, oh my gosh, they're hanging on every word. But if right. I try to say it first, they I can't, nobody can hear what I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting.
If I sit there long enough, they want to know what I have to say, mm-hmm. which is super interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that yeah. is.
Yeah. So another thing that I wanted to bring up is, so you're being a mental projector, you're authority type or decision-making type it's known as mental projected. So, and I told you about this a couple of years ago, like where like the bigger decisions in life, like if you had an opportunity to move or you had an opportunity to start a new job somewhere, something that's like big in your life, where your best decision making is going to take place with trusted people, trusted friends, trusted family, whatever, in the right environment. And it's going to be through you talking it out, but not talking because you're asking for advice or you want any feedback. It's just talking so that you can sort through it yourself. Does that sound right?
Yes, it okay. does. And I do have to be careful about that too. Because sometimes I can come off as really selfish because I need to talk so much through something. And you're right. I don't ask for permission ever. I don't need anybody's permission for anything or anybody's advice, really. Right. But I do need to talk it out and have somebody listen. And that is difficult sometimes too, because I'm alone. You know, I'm a single woman and I have been for many years. So there isn't that. And that maybe that's why I'm single too, because I have to. So much, right? I don't know. That's a whole nother maybe episode, but it's probably difficult for some of my girlfriends to have to listen to me on the phone a lot because it becomes too much about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so but that's just part of, I mean, I guess it's like knowing, you know, I don't know. Yeah, it's just it's something that, you know, you'll I mean, you know, when
I know when, that about myself. Yeah, so I have to really stop myself and I have to. How are you? Tell me what's going on. Like I really have to focus on asking people other questions about themselves. Mm-hmm. And I know this about me because that's what I do. I can just ramble for a long time.
we kind of ramble when we talk, don't we?
We kind of do too. Yeah. Well, you know, and all my friends know their human design through me. So they kind of, I think we've got this, and I have a lot of manifesting generator friends, but so then you kind of just understand, oh, okay, that's just how she processes. Oh, that's, you know, mm-hmm. there she goes on the emotional roller coaster. She's up, she's down. She says this one day, she says that one day. You know, they just kind of know me. So it's kind of a fun tool when you have your close people around you that know the system.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you can kind of, you know, they would accept it. Oh, well, this is how Deborah has to, you know, process. She's going to call me and we're going to talk and I'm not going to say much. So, and that's okay.
So when you reached out to me, it was a couple months ago, I think, and you had your friend visiting you. She's a manifesting generator, right? Did you guys talked about your chart. So like, did she see things about you, like in your chart, or were you able to explain things to each other about your charts?
No, because I don't think either one of us really know enough. I only know enough to really be quiet when I need to be quiet. That's all I know about my chart is sometimes I'm like, okay, Debbie, just be quiet and let them come to you. You know, that's really been my biggest takeaway. Mm-hmm. I'm super interested though, as we're talking, I really want to learn more about this, because I think it would be such a great tool. You know, not only to know my own, but to know my children's and know their spouses maybe might help mm-hmm. me a little bit too. And it'll be fun to get to know how the grandchildren operate too.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah.
Right.
Definitely. So did you have any other insights that you wanted to share, Leslie?
Not off the top of my head. No.
So I was going to say, because I don't want to be like,
not without getting too complicated, where if people can't see the chart, it would be like, what? You know?
Yeah. So the, I was going to say your profile, is a 2-4. So you and I talked about that, Debbie, but, like the line 2 or the 2 in the profile is, it's an energy that needs to be, they need alone time and they need to be like to withdraw from the energy of other people, kind of introverted, you know, and then there will be like people who will reach out and try to get them back out, you know, back out, like interacting and stuff like that. And then like another thing that I told you this, and I don't know if it really made sense to you, but 2s have natural talents, or a natural talent that they really enjoy. I mean, yours is sales. I mean, or leadership, like leading teams. I see that in you without being part of it. I see that as a talent that you have, and you probably don't even really think about it. It's just part of who you are. Mm-hmm. So you probably, well, I shouldn't say you, but anybody with a line 2, like when they have a natural talent, they're not using that natural talent thinking, oh, look at me, like I'm so great at this. And it's just something that they just do, and they just want to just do it. They don't want, you know, people talking to them about it. Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. I don't really need recognition. Yeah. I don't do things. I don't think even what I am good at, which you have just explained to me, is taking complex ideas and making mm-hmm. it very simple for people. And I think that is what makes me a very good leader through the years, mm-hmm. is because I can really get down. I can see things big picture, globally, strategically, and mm-hmm. then I know how to execute it with the team below in a way that makes it understandable for them. So I can mm-hmm. see on the corporate side, the higher ups, the executive team, I can see what they're needing, mm-hmm. and I can figure out how to execute it at the ground level by making it an easy construct mm-hmm. or concept, and also not only here's what to do, but here's how to do it. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's, you know, that's what makes me good at what I do, but that's, I enjoy that, you know?
Right.
And you thrive on that. Yeah.
You mm-hmm. just pretty much explained your incarnation crash to a T. Yeah. That, yes. I mean, it's perfect. And then your variables, which are the arrows in the chart, are all left for
left
you.
So
that's
yes.
all logical.
Yeah,
you know, so there's, yeah, there's your, you know, even the 6447 is the abstract, that's seeing the big picture. And then, but you have the logic to hone that in to, and then for, you know, the logic of bringing in the patterns to kind of what you were talking about is then you see the team, you're like, okay, I see the big picture. We need to go here. These are steps that we're going to get there.
Yeah. So I was just going to, I don't mean to interrupt you, Leslie, but I was going to say like looking at the different gates that make up the incarnation cross. So the incarnation cross is the personality sun, earth, personality earth, and then the design sun and design earth. So when you take the gates that make up the incarnation cross, it's known as the right angle cross of explanation. So those four gates, the way that they work together in your incarnation cross is like you strive to find a balance between voicing your unique insights, simplifying complex ideas, formulating solutions, and upholding principles.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the four gates. Yeah.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It is. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm very principled.
Yes, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, well, and your moon is all about ideas, and that's also up in the head center. So here your desires with the moon is all the ideas. So, you know.
Yeah, the moon is what drives you. Yep.
Yeah. And there's your ideas. So it's like beautifully orchestrated. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I was going to talk about the other part of your profile. So we talked about the line two, and then the line four is Leslie and I both have line four in our profile too. So it's all about like networking and growing your network, and it's not like a conscious thing where you go out and like try to like make, you know, create this network. It's just something that naturally occurs throughout your life. Like you just have people that, you know, that you have within your network. That's really important for people who have line four in their profile. So another thing I was going to say about that too, is that it's line four is typically, they just want people to accept them and like them for who they are. Like they don't want to try to be something they're not, you know what I'm saying?
Authenticity is really important to me.
Yes.
And I can't stomach, and this is also the older I get, because you know, you can tolerate a lot more when you're younger, I feel, or you're trying a little harder. Mm-hmm. The older I get with this and settling into, I'm able to settle into more of who I am. I can't tolerate small talk or surface conversation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's interesting, Debbie. I was just thinking about that when you brought it up before we jumped on the call, but like when we were sitting after Corey's wedding and we were sitting at that table at that restaurant, like when everybody was getting ready to leave, remember? And
yes.
You said that to me about that. You just don't have like tolerance or desire, mm-hmm. you know, to like, just superficial conversations, you know?
No, I would rather be sitting in my grandma chair with my blanket.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're going to think I'm a grandma, but
no,
I am a grandma, right?
Yeah.
I actually bought my first recliner, and so that's why we call it the grandma chair, because I said I would never get one because my mom and dad had matching ones. And I just thought, oh my gosh, how old are you? And so I bought one. So I sit in the grandma chair with my blankie, and I would so much prefer to do that than to sit somewhere with a large group of people talking about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather be by myself. And that's where you talked about that downtime and the introvert,
yes. mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In that way, I'm an introvert. But if you want to have this kind of a conversation, something that matters and goes deeper, I will talk to somebody for so many hours that they're exhausted, right? But but I can't tolerate the other.
And I do believe that's kind of part of the spiritual path. And that's why some of us will struggle, because it's like, we don't want to be out in the world of just making conversation. Hi, how's it going? How's the weather? And so we do retreat, and we're finding more of our inner core of who we are. And then those are the conversations that we want to go out and express.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking too, Leslie, when we were talking is I wonder, like, it'd be interesting to see what her Chiron is, like the Chiron return, because that would have come in, Debbie. It's a transit that would have come in like between the ages of 49 and 52. So you have already, transit's already come in. So, yeah. But Chiron, I mean, Leslie can probably explain a little bit about the return if you want to, Leslie.
Well, it's I find it, especially when we, it's people with sixes. Never mind. So I'm finding, you know, I work more with women, so I guess I can only speak through that. But it seems like it's a very big shift for women. And it's kind of at that stage where, you know, the menopause thing's going on too. But it's like you kind of come into your purpose, like why you truly are here. And it's this overlay onto your natal chart that happens. And I think that's why a lot of women, you know, do some pretty dramatic changes at that point. If it's getting divorced or a job change or, you know, I don't know, join a monastery. I don't know. or even like the spiritual aspect of them starts really showing up. Because I feel like you're, you know, and that's kind of menopause, you know, that's what they say. It's like your crown chakra is finally opening up and you're becoming more connected. And I think this is all a part of it. So we, it's pretty significant.
Well, yeah, we'll you know to- what you just described. I had what I call my eat, pray, love years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I completely switched careers. And then after switching careers, I went, took a year off in Florida, laid by the pool, like it was my job. And finally, after 30 years of really hiding my spirituality and my gifts, I you know, the gift of light language and mediumship and, you know, Shakti, which is moving, helping other people move energy through their body. I embraced that and literally wrote 3 books during those years.
Yes, you did.
So,
yeah. Yeah.
3 books in between the ages of 49 and 52. So
there you go.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say too, that year that you said you just laid by the pool, that is not true. You had things that, you know, that you were working towards and stuff like that. And yeah, I mean, that's when you like told me about the Shakti part of it, which I thought was super interesting.
I think what I mean is I left corporate America for a little while and I embraced my spirituality, wrote books, did TV interviews and did all like, that was super fun for me. You know, I did a lot of things that I had not embraced in prior years because I was too afraid to show up authentically because it was already hard for me to show up in a room the way I am. Mm-hmm. So can you imagine like opening up to the world, like, hey, by the way, you know, I talk to dead people. Like, okay, we already thought she was crazy.
Yeah. Here we go. Confirmation. So anyway, do you want to mention the 3 books that you wrote?
So the first one is called Powerful Women Plan for Retirement. And the second one is Powerful Women Lead with Vision. So a great book for leadership. They're all spiritually law of attraction based. I should mention even the financial book is very much law of attraction and abundance mindset. And then the third one is called Powerful Women Lose Control. It's the single woman's guide to creating an extraordinary life. And I wrote that one after a very difficult breakup. And it was really, I think that's really taking those complex ideas and helping somebody else to go through and heal like I had done. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And actually, this is interesting. I think that's exactly what I did in all 3 of those books. Mm-hmm. Especially the retirement book. Mm-hmm. I took complex ideas and really helped women understand how to do this step by step and what each of those really hard things that we're not taught as women early mm-hmm. on about our finances and about investing, and really made it very easy to understand.
Yep. So you, when you wrote that book, that was actually the first book in the series. And that was something, well, you were working in the financial industry at the time. So you had, and you have, you know, had different certifications that you gained while doing that, right?
I was a financial advisor at the mm-hmm. time, and series 7, you know, trading stocks and doing all the things. So I had to learn it and push all of that into my brain when I was studying for my series 7. I studied 13 hours a day, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I was a financial advisor for about 6 years until I realized I couldn't sit behind a desk for the rest of my life talking to men about their money all day. I really am the kind of woman who likes to lead and help other women.
Yes. Yes. Right? Mm-hmm. Yep. That's so your niche.
Yeah. But for whatever reason, I chose to take a little tour, and that is that part of my brain that always is wanting to learn something new. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't stay with that sitting behind a desk every day, but I did realize that I may have done that for women because there's a huge need out there for women to understand those things.
Yeah. I was telling Lori that earlier today. It's like, it seems like a big movement. I'm seeing more and more women that are promoting their stuff of how to help women, you know, mm-hmm. set themselves up, because a lot of us, you know, and, you know, we'll outlive our spouse or our partner, or we don't have one and we choose not to. And so it's just kind of a thing that's surfacing right now.
So many of us have left those decisions to a male financial advisor through the mm-hmm. years, or a husband, or a boyfriend, or a father. And I noticed very quickly, because I had been leading sales teams for so many years, that when I got into this financial world, we women were not planning the way that we should be. And also we spend a lot less years saving for retirement than our male counterparts do, because in early years, we may be home taking care of children. And in later years, we end up taking care of our, you know, aging parents.
Yes. A lot.
So we miss a lot of those years that our male counterparts have to invest. And we, a lot of times, leave the decision-making to them. But we, as women in our society, where there's a bigger shift now where we want to know, and we want to be in charge of our financial future, but we don't know how. And so I really loved being able to kind of bring all of those ideas and teach that to women.
So, I was going to mention a couple of things. Okay, one is that, like the other book, the leadership book. So that was when you were working. Well, not that experience, or part of that experience, was when you were vice president of sales. Was that at Jane Iredale?
Yes, I was director of sales for the U.S. and Caribbean with Jane Iredale Cosmetics. And mm-hmm. led, you know, 100 plus women over the years there. And that was really, for me, I saw a lot during those years and other companies, you know, the importance of leading sales teams and how to do that. And really, it was more about how do we get back to the humanity of leadership and, right. and a human centric culture, right? Be more about our internal and our external customers than leading up and caring about what we need at the top, you know, leading with love, really.
Right. Mm. So I know that you have a meeting that you need to go to, Debbie. So we'll probably try to wind things down here. So I'm going to put, because you've got all the books that you've written, the three books are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and several other platforms out there. So I'm gonna list the books in the show notes. And then I'm going to also put your website there, DeborahKMenke.com. It's spelled DeborahKMenke.com. So Debbie, you do Shakti sessions, and you mentioned a couple other things that intuitive readings, maybe. Okay.
Yes, I do on the weekends. I'm starting to kind of open that back up. I stopped doing that for a little bit, but I am opening that back up on the weekends. Mm-hmm. So your viewers are welcome to contact me for that.
Okay. So we'll put that on in the show
for
notes.
Your listeners. I guess this isn't being viewed. Your listeners. I'm used to doing television.
right. So another thing I wanted to ask, I mean, do you have any plans to maybe offer like sessions to people who may have questions about like financial planning or anything like that, or retirement or anything like that, or not?
Right now, no.
Okay.
You know, but feel free to reach out and email me if you have any questions after reading the book.
Okay.
Everything is really spelled out there. And I would just recommend, you know, find a good financial advisor that you can trust. And there are a lot more women, female financial advisors out there these days, which is so nice.
Okay. So, do you have anything else that you wanted to add, Leslie, or anything else that you wanted to say, Debbie?
I'm just, thank you for having
You're
me.
You're welcome. Today. Well, thank you for being on here. Yeah, it was fun. It was interesting.
It's so interesting to me. And I, you know, I'd love to pick your brain more at another time. I think the two of you are onto something here because every single thing that you have shared insights with me is spot on.
Yeah, it's super interesting. I mean, and I think it, you know, it's something that helps us know ourselves and help us understand other people. So that's the value in it. So
Yeah.
Anyway, Leslie, did you have anything else that you wanted to say?
I don't. It was just very nice to meet you.
Yes.
And thank you for being on the show.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, ladies.
Okay. So that's going to wrap things up for this episode. Thanks so much for joining us today. In our next episode, we've invited a guest to share her knowledge. Okay. Leslie, I wasn't sure how to word this. I was going to say another modality, but I'm going to say using an ancient Chinese art because it is. And it's going to be an episode that's based on the Beyond Human Design podcast episodes that we're doing in between some of the human design episodes. So if you'd like to see the show notes for today's podcast, you can find them on our website at www.alignandachievebydesign.com. The show notes will be listed under podcasts, episode 43. If you'd like to join us as we continue our exploration into topics about human design and other complementary modalities, please be sure to subscribe to our podcast. Thanks again and have a great day.
Thanks, everyone.